accept death for the first time and even look at it without fear. Death has always been for me the feeling of air turbulence hitting the shoulder of the highway. Not now. It simply is. I have been there, and it was okay. Board member and former Disney chairman Ray Watson raised the delicate subject of Eisner's mortality in a January 13th letter in which he asked who would succeed Eisner if he were suddenly incapacitated or killed. Hardly an unreasonable question in the wake of a year in which Wells had been killed and Eisner suffered a near heart attack. And yet, Eisner seemed farther away than ever from picking a successor. Let me address tonight just your first point, the confidential plan on succession, Eisner wrote, though he didn't actually send the letter until October 8th, 9 months later. Here's the sad truth. I do not have one. I know a lot of bad plans, a lot of silly ideas, a lot of frustrating plans, but I have no solid recommendations. We have a fantastic group of young executives that need line experience, but right now I cannot say who is really in the batter's circle. It is not Rich Frank. It isn't even Sandy Litvak, who has become extremely helpful to me. Eisner wrote Watson that he'd like to have a chief operating officer who could take over for him, but he had no candidate in mind. This does not make Jane happy, he added. What I'm doing now looks crazy. No president, no CFO, no treasurer. Right now I cannot say who is really in the batter circle. Soon I hope to have a first-class CFO. This, of course, would have come as news to Richard Nanula, who was the CFO, and no doubt to Litvak, who increasingly saw himself as Eisner's heir apparent. If I do die or become incapacitated, Eisner continued, I suggest you talk to Barry Diller and Michael Ovitz and make a choice. Today I would choose Ovitz, I think because he is a hard worker and good family man and motivated, maybe too motivated, and somewhat untested. Barry is completely the opposite. He has been tested. He is smarter, much more ethical. He has a real moral compass and great taste. He is not a family man, but I believe you do not have to be a chicken to know a good egg. He will adapt to family values quicker than Fred McMurray. Maybe I would choose Diller. I don't know. I do know there is nobody else. I think my first choice now would be Diller. He is a creative executive, and the fact that he is a homosexual should have no weight. I mention this because someone will surely say something about his lifestyle, or at least think it. You crossed a much larger hurdle in 1984, naming a Jew. Eisner closed on an almost wistful note. Life will go on, and so will the company, and there will be a nice memorial service for me that I wish I could go to, and then the next animated movie will go out, and the company will be peopled by really strong and talented men and women, and somewhere in the archives will be files of my years that made some difference. In the same letter, Eisner also mentioned his belief in moving executives around, the counter-programming he often discussed with Ovitz, and the reorganization he'd been discussing with Wells before he died. As he had demonstrated with Steve Burke when he moved him from running the Disney stores to Euro Disney, Eisner was convinced that good managers could run anything, and that it was healthy to shake things up before they became stale.